Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Lord, as we hear your word this morning, we are blessed. We are changed. We are transfigured. The Bible says his word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. That will be our experience in the name of Jesus. Your word shall be lamps to our feet and lights to our paths in the name of Jesus. Can I hear a louder amen?
Amen.
Amen. The title of today's service has been called Ebube. And can you put the poster or the flyer for the service on the LED screen so that they can see the Ebube I'm talking about. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, what we call a boo in the Gen Z world or in our current day of communication has to do with a guy. And a bae has to do with a girl. Is that true?
Yes.
Hey, is that true?
Yes.
Am I wrong? And so, that means that song is a prophetic song. Hail my Jesus, Ebube, 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 DK. Let's sing now. Hail my Jesus, Ebube, Ebube. It's like you must sing that song. Hail my Jesus. Ebube. 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 DK. Hail my Jesus. Ebube. 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 DK. I did not know that it was a very prophetic song.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, we are just trying to talk about what I can call the etiquette of Christian dating. You know, the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 3 from verse 15, Paul speaking to Timothy, he said, but if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God. Everybody read with me the last part. 1, 2, 3, go. The pillar and ground of truth. Can you read with me from which is the church of the living God? 1, 2, 3, go. No. We are aligned now, right? Everybody, from which is the church? 1, 2, 3, go. The pillar and ground of truth. Glory. So he's saying that the church is the pillar and the ground of truth. Meaning, the church ought to be the center for truth on any area of your life. If you are looking for truth in any area of your life, the place to go for truth is the church. The truth about anything shouldn't be learned from the world. The truth about our marriage, the truth about romance, the truth about dating, the truth about courtship, the truth about love should not be learned from the world, but from the church. Are you with me? And so, for that to happen, we will have to put ourselves in a place where we have to cover everything as much as possible as a church. Even though, let me tell you the honest truth. If you know me very well, preaching about love and relationships is not exactly my theme. Are you with me? If you are close to me, can I tell you what I like talking about? I like talking about the gospel. The reason, wait for April, you go hear word.
Hey.
When I preach to you about Jesus, then I like to talk about the anointing, the things of the spirit. Wait for, don't miss Gezo. I don't think in the last 20 years of my life, there's any week that has passed without me having a vision. I don't think so. I have visions every week, sometimes every day. But if the church is the pillar and the ground of truth, we must talk about dating. We should not leave it for the world. Are you with me? The Bible also says, in Timothy 3 verse 16, it says, that for all scripture is given for doctrine. Let's read it. Let's read it. Praise the Lord. 2 Timothy 3:16. Everybody, 1-3, go. It says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Read on. That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. My emphasis is verse 16. It says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine. But is that all? Please, is that all? You know, there are some people that feel like, oh, every time we come to church, it must be doctrine, doctrine. And rightly so. But he's telling you that it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. As it were, it should touch every area of your life. Please, are you with me? Are you with me? So with that said, when it comes to Christian romance and dating, there is a conundrum. Firstly, there is a Bible way to these things. We know that we need to, God has to guide our choices. We need to be led by the Spirit of God. We know when the Word of God should guide what we do. But if we focus on that alone, there will still be a problem like we have today. There are other things that needs to be talked about. Things like emotional intelligence, things like behavioral science. Are you with me? And psychological issues, because at the end of the day, all these things I just mentioned, all the things I just mentioned still play a huge role in having a successful relationship and a marriage. Some of you are wondering, what is pastor talking about? Listen, let me give you an example. Have you seen those videos on Instagram? New Breed even did one. Where they gather girls together and say, he's a 10, but he doesn't know how to dress. And then you see the ladies running away. He's a 10, but he has body odor. He's a 10, but he's this. And you may think they are not spiritual because they are running away. No, those things are very important. There are so many Christian guys, you don't even know how to talk to a girl. And you want to marry. How? So we are going to teach you. You don't even know how to know if a lady likes you. Especially my spiritual sons. Ah, God. Some of them, you don't know. You tell me, okay, you want to ask out the girl. I'm like, this girl no like you. You like, don't worry, pastor. Hey, once they told me, pastor, I'm moving by faith. I'm like, even faith, the Bible says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You should have evidence first now. You should have substance. You just say, I'm moving by faith. Then you now come back broken. I have to be the one to put the pieces together. Praise the Lord. Let me even say it here. Some guys, the way they go about their romantic relationship journey, sometimes they are so timid they cannot see anything, or the ones that talk, they don't know how to go about it, so they begin to look like a weirdo. You are so fine. You are really fine. You're very beautiful. You start looking weird. Talk or Oga talk. And nothing puts off a lady like lack of confidence. So the guys, is either they don't talk, and most of them don't talk. Praise the Lord. They are too timid to talk. And then the ladies, because they are looking for someone that can show stability, confidence, decisiveness. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Amen. And so, for the ladies, because they are looking for someone that signals stability, that signals decisiveness, when a smooth-talking brother comes with all his charm and all his charisma, you say, you know, is your name Faith? Because you look like the substance of things I've ever hoped for. Ah. they are pulled back. Like, what? Ha. The guy has all those lines. But some of them don't know that that flow, that the guy is having may actually be a red flag. It's a sign that he has experience with girls. He's a player. See, I like his game. I like his game. That's why they have played you. Please, are you with me? And so, there is a frustrating gap. The ladies misplace their trust and the guys are not talking. The good guys that are supposed to be talking are not talking. And so today, I want to talk about those things that we don't usually talk about on this dating and love plane. And even if you are married, you will need this. You will need it a lot. First of all, for the fact that you are married does not mean you should stop dating yourselves. If you ever get to the point where there is no longer a drive to win or woo your spouse, you're on a dangerous cliff. Are you with me? Because see, finish is a real thing. You can get to a point where you feel like, what's there to chase about her? There's Simon. You will keep on learning about that woman till Jesus comes. And the church says amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So I want to address the struggles many males and females have in finding a partner to even begin a relationship with the intention of getting married and some of the struggles in between. Is that fine? Oh my God. Okay, we should keep on praying. Is that fine? Okay. But before I go on, I want us to read a story. Before I go deeply into this teaching, we are going to need it as we proceed. 2 Samuel chapter 13 from verse 1. Thank you, Jesus. God, you will help me finish the deal. Jesus. 2 Samuel chapter 13 from verse 1. We are going to read to verse 10 thereabouts. Everybody, 1, 2, 3, go. And it came to pass that Absalom, the son of David, had a first sister. Go on. Whose name was Tamar. Read on. Hey, you are not. I'm not hearing you. So just to clarify, David had many wives. And his first wife, Aholiam, was responsible for Amnon. So Amnon was his first son who was heir apparel to the throne. Are you with me? Are you with me? But he also had another wife called Tamar, called, what's her name again? Maaka, who was the mother of Tamar and Absalom. So as it were, David was their father, but they had different mothers. Are you with me? Are you with me? And so Amnon had this sister called Tamar from a different mother that he was stripping for. No, those days, you could actually marry like that, but are you with me? But read on. Verse 2. So the Bible says he loved her. Take that love that with a pinch of salt, because you will see some more things. And Amnon was so vexed that he fell sick for his sister. So he loved the lady so till he fell sick. For she was a virgin. Verse, continue. And Amnon thought it hard for him to do anything to her. So, when he thought about it, if I should go and try to sleep with her? No, that's wrong. I shouldn't do that. Are you with me? He thought it hard for him to do anything to her. Verse 3, everybody. But Amnon had a friend whose name was Jonadab, bad guy, the son of Shimei, David's brother. Was a very subtle man. Do you see that? Verse 4. And he said unto him, why art thou being the king's son lean from day to day? Will thou not tell me? And Amnon said unto him, I love Tamar, my brother Absalom's sister. And Jonadab said unto him, lay thee down on thy bed. See scope. And make thyself sick. And when thy father cometh to see thee, say unto him, I pray thee, let my sister Tamar come and give me meat. And dress the meat in my sight, that I may see it, and eat at her hand. So Amnon lay down and made himself sick. And when the king was come to see him, Amnon said unto the king, I pray thee, let Tamar my sister come and make me a couple of cakes in my sight that I may eat at her hand. Does that not sound like, let's come and cook in my house? Okay, verse 7. Then David sent home to Tamar saying, go now to thy brother Amnon's house and dress him meat. So Tamar went to her brother Amnon's house, and he was laid down, and she took flour and kneaded it and made cakes in his sight, and did bake the cakes, and she took a pan and poured them out before him, but he refused to eat. So the real problem was he was not hungry for food. She was trying to make what was on the menu. She did not know that she was the one on the menu. Are you with me?
Okay.
He refused to eat. And Amnon said, have out all men from me. And they went out every man from him. And Amnon said unto Tamar, bring the meat into the chamber, that I may eat of thy hand. And Tamar took the cakes which she had made and brought them into the chamber. When I was reading this story, I felt like, why didn't you get? But you see, because of the relationship, they didn't really think much of it. They were like, it's not different mothers. We are all sisters. We are all brothers. No problem now. That's the same problem. We are all brothers in Christ. We are all brethren. And you cannot see red flags, even though the red banner is before you. Instead, they'll be saying, you're my banner. Oh. Let's go on. Verse 11. And when she had brought them unto him to eat, he took hold of her and said unto her, come lie with me, my sister. And she answered him, nay, my brother, do not force me. For no such thing ought to be done in Israel. Do not thou this folly. And I, whither shall I cause my shame to go? So if I do this thing, how will I cause my shame to go from me? And as for thee, thou shalt be as one of the fools in Israel. Are you seeing this? Now therefore I pray thee, speak unto the king, for he will not withhold me from thee. Are you seeing? She was asking for accountability. Who knows? Maybe she even liked him. He said, see, I get what you want to do, but please, wait, talk to someone above. Let this thing be. Let's register this relationship. And this is what you want, Abi. Talk to the king. But he was consumed by love. By love. Verse 14. Howbeit, he will not hearken unto our voice. But being stronger than she, he forced her and lay with her. Everybody read verse 15. Then Amnon hated her exceedingly, so that the hatred wherewith he hated her was greater than the love wherewith he had loved her. Hey, you people are not reading. Everybody read this verse again. 1, 2, 3, go. And Amnon hated her exceedingly, so that the hatred wherewith he hated her was greater than the love wherewith he loved her. And Amnon said unto her, arise, be gone. How can love just change overnight like that? That means it was not love. It was lust. It was infatuation. Please, are you with me? How can you just hate someone like this? Let me tell you something. One simple way to know that someone never loved you. Two things. How does he act when he has had his way? How does she act when she has had her way? Also, how do they act when they are angry with you? I've seen people who claim to love ladies or love them so much. The day the girl just said, I don't think this thing can work. The way the person will start acting, like he was trying to date a witch. You know that it was not love from the beginning. Are you with me? Oh, truly. Somebody is saying, Pastor came for us this morning. Actually, I came. Praise the Lord. If you read on to the end, she began to cry and she went away there was a robe that was given to her that the king's daughters wear. She tore the robe. And Absalom, her elder brother, saw her and asked her, what's the matter? And she told him what happened. And then they reported to the king. The king was very angry, but the king did nothing about it. He was just angry. And then Absalom kept in his mind. You see that Absalom? Bad. He just kept it in his mind. And for 2 years, he said nothing about it. Then one day, he just called Amnon and said, ah, Amnon, come. Let's go and eat. And while they were eating, Amnon just discovered that there was somebody with a knife by his back. Before he could lift up his head, they cut his head. And that was how the heir apparent to the throne was killed. It seems to me that Absalom had been looking for a way to get the throne. And that was the excuse he had to kill the actual owner of the throne. Let me tell you something. Tell your neighbor, be careful. Tell somebody else, be careful. Don't let, you may not need to say this one to the person, but don't let that infatuation make you destroy your inheritance. Please, are you with me? Are you with me? So, on Christian dating, we'll come back to the story. On Christian dating, what are some of the problems I have noticed? Problem number one. The first problem we have in this generation in Christian dating is the problem of friendship. Say after me, friendship. I know you didn't expect that. We are living in a day where we don't really know what it is to have genuine friendship. We don't know what it is to have solid bonds. Praise the Lord. It is difficult to see people have strong friendships without any romantic ideas. Once a guy and a girl are talking, even if they don't say anything, the first thing on their mind is, could she be the one? Could he be the one? And now, it's a dangerous place to be where all the friends in your life, before you got to the point where you're ready to get married, you have dated everybody. All the opposite sex that you would have had a greater pool to choose from, everybody is your ex. You are just full of exes. Do you know that some people, from the age of 16 to where they are, maybe 26 or even 30, all that while, they were always in a relationship or the other. Do you know the people like that? There was never a time when they were without a girlfriend or a boyfriend, from when they knew what boyfriend and girlfriend meant. They were always in a relationship. They never had genuine friendships. Now it's time to choose a partner. Everybody's an ex. Even your destiny helper, you have dated her. You are afraid of going to places because you can run into someone. You just run into one ex. Ah, I did that 10 years ago. Tell somebody, build some good friendships. People who there are no strings attached. I just thank God for your life. I am just here to support you. Are you with me? We serve God together. We grow together. We love God together. We support each other. See, when you have that kind of structure in your life, when it is time to choose, both as a male and as a female, it will be easier. Because, oh my God, please, are you with me? It will be easier. And some people, the problem with why they don't have friendships is because they are not friendly people. We tell you, join a service unit.
Yeah.
I have an astronomical poor. I don't care about anybody. Stay after service. Greet people. Somebody says hi.
Low.
Some people, they are just business minded. They say any friendship that does not have any value to me, I cut it off. Every small thing, but then you just stay far away. Is everybody is either this person? You say your network is your net worth. Is either the person is your boss or is a business partner or is there is nobody who you are just caring about for the sake of caring about the person. It's a bad place to be. Are you with me? There's nobody that you are just showing up for. There is always a transaction underneath between. It's either he's going to be a potential boyfriend or husband, or she's either going to be a potential wife. You just be a good guy. Just be a nice lady. Just care for people. Just be friendly. Are you with me? See, your voice is low. Are you with me? Proverbs 18 from verse 24. A man that has many friends must show himself friendly. And of course, when we say friend, you know, the Bible says friendship with the world is enmity against God. So I'm not saying just make friends anyhow. Choose within people who have the same convictions with you in Christ Jesus. Amen. I know you pray, but have some friends. Praise the Lord. Church will organize hangouts. Church, we say join a unit. Church, learn how to meet new people. Learn how to say, hello, how are you? What do you do? Okay, how can I be of help? And when you're asking the person, what do you do? Just be thinking, how can I help this person? How can I help this person? If you are like that, even before the subject of marriage, if you are like that, as you move on in life, you will come to a point where whenever you have need, you have too many people to help you. But you grew up not helping anybody, not caring about anybody. It is me, I am myself. Now, there is nobody to recommend you to somebody they even know, because nobody knows you to recommend you to anybody. Everywhere, first blow. What are the benefits of this? Number one, if we settle this friendship matter properly, it will save us. Because, hallelujah, amen. It will save us from a lot of breakups. Do you know why? Because the friendships you are making will help people to reveal their true character before you even engage them romantically. The pretense level will be lower. Are you with me? It gives you the space to just know people and understand how they are. Before you talk about even dating or anything, you will know how this person is. You can know if this thing will work. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Secondly, friendship and the period of friendship will give you time to test what you really have for the other person. You know, one of the biggest problems I've had with people, even some of my sons spiritually, is you just saw a girl. You've not really known her. You have rushed to ask her out. First, now, sometimes when they are telling me about the girl, they are already telling me because, hey, I've already submitted a proposal. I've not told pastor. You have already gone to tell her you like her, you love her. You've not even told anybody. By the time you are telling me, Pastor David, that my discernment is wicked. I will just say, you have already asked her the girl, Abi. Yeah, Pastor, actually, say, see your life. But by the time you have friendship, see, look at Amnon. He was so-called in love. But if he gave himself some time, you know what's about infatuation? It's be doing like, if you don't move now, you will die. But once it has gone down, you'll be okay. You'll be all right. Tell anybody you'll be all right. Tell them again, you'll be all right. Friendship will give you time to really check what you have. Are you with me? It will give you time to check, do I really like this girl, or I'm just obsessed about her beauty? Do I really care about this guy, or a new vibe is just exciting? You know, when you get to a place and you meet somebody new, it's easy to just... Please, are you with me? Hey, I know you are discussing now. Are you with me? It gives you that time to just check. So now, you see a guy, he has gone to ask out the girl already. She girl has said yes. Halfway down the relationship, he's now like, wait, oh, are you sure I really liked this girl? Because now, the infatuation has died. All the excitement and the initial ginger has died. He has finally mellowed down. And now he's rethinking himself. Was I really in love with this girl? And then you start seeing people say things like, you know what? I'm not feeling it again. I don't know. They will now say, it's not you, it's me. It's not you. We don't have chemistry. You would have found all of that during friendship stage now. Are you with me?
Hey, Jesus. Everybody's angry with Pastor David. Oh, yeah, sorry.
Please, are you with me? Secondly, friendship, is it secondly or thirdly now? Friendship will give you a larger pool of real options to choose from. Listen to what I said. A larger pool of real options. Social media has deceived the generation to think they have real options, but they don't. Our options are even smaller right now. Because you think you know somebody here, you know somebody here, you know somebody here. You all connect on WhatsApp, you connect on Instagram. You don't know the person. The people that you actually really have bonds with are the ones you have built some level of friendship with. Or you think that all your schoolmates are the same way they are 10 years ago. And you just feel, some people just think that, okay, if this one does not agree, I just have another person. I can always connect with another person. It's a lie. The bond is smaller now. Real bonds are more scarce now. So friendship will give you a pool of real options to choose from. Say after me, I will build my friendship game. Everybody, say after me, in the name of Jesus, I learn how to make friends. I become more friendly. In Jesus' name, amen. The second matter we need to clarify and help ourselves with is this dating and courtship matter. Praise the Lord. You should be praying for me. What I'm doing is not easy. Are you with me? There are many confusing ideas about dating and courtship. One school of thought says dating is the time people spend together to assess compatibility and determine if they are suitable to be married. Are you with me? While courtship is the time people spend together to know themselves after they have agreed to commit to each other. Is that correct? You see now, some people are not sure. Some people agree to that school of thought, but I feel it's all mixed up. But this is what I believe. We'll all agree that two people do not just see themselves and go into a house as married couples, right? So they must have a time between when they like each other and when they get married. Are you with me? They must have a time when they really check, are we supposed to be together? So whether you call it dating or whether you call it courtship, may I call it relationship, right?
Oh, Jesus.
I should enter the crowd, Abby. Praise the Lord. And if they discover that they cannot walk, they separate. If they discover they can walk, they proceed. So I would just call it relationship. And I feel that there has to be some code of conduct. And the church has to start talking about it now. So I call it etiquette, a code of conduct. The right thing to do. The social acceptable norms. Are you with me? So, what is Pastor David's submission on codes of conduct for Christian relationships? Especially because there has to be a difference between the way the church does things and the way the world does things. You cannot say you are Christians and you are doing your relationship like the world. Please, are we together? There has to be a sterling difference. Number one code of conduct. Before you enter into a relationship with a lady or with a guy, be sure that you want a relationship. Some of you are wondering, Pastor, why are you talking like this? I'm talking from experience. See, as a pastor, I have been in very, very awkward situations where you will see a guy and a girl, yes. In Jesus' name. There's no lesbian in Jesus' name. Or homosexuals. In Jesus' name. The guy has gone ahead. He has asked out the girl. Listen to me. Be sure you want to be in a relationship. He has asked her the girl. The girl has agreed. And now, 6 months into the relationship, the guy breaks up. Anna asks him, why? See, I was not just ready. I was feeling overwhelmed. Why did you stress her? And when I'm talking to him, he'll be saying, you know, I just like her. You know, see, pastor, don't pastor see. See, I know what I'm doing. I'm like, wait. Now, you have entered into a relationship. The girl has all these butterflies and balloon hopes. You just wake up one morning and say, you know, there's a lot going on in my life now. You know, I just need to focus. I just need to lock in. I just need to build. Before you went to disturb the girl, why didn't you know you need to lock in? Why? And it happens both ways, though. You will see the girl, you accept relationship. When the guy, there was one. The guy was so serious. I think people think dating is a joke. Please don't date for fun. Don't date for fun. That's why I was defining dating and courtship. I lumped them together so that you don't think it's a joke. Some people just feel like, even when I went to check ChatGPT and AI, they were all saying dating is what you do for fun. Then courtship is the more serious thing. Why will you date for fun? Why will you just throw away your emotions for fun? I wanted to do a demonstration. Does anybody have a bottle of Coke? Coke. If you can get one, I will demonstrate something to you. I want to demonstrate why you should not date for fun. So now, you have dated 15 people. There are people like that too. You have dated 10 people. When you are now ready to get married and actually date, you are coming with trauma. You are coming with baggage. You are coming with all kinds of things. Anything this other person does, an innocent person will be suffering. Anything the person does, you mistreat it. He's doing like Jerry. Anything he's doing like Andrew. Is there a bucket so that I don't stay in here too much? Praise the Lord. Hey, God. I will finish in Jesus' name. Ha. Jesus. While we are waiting for the bucket, open to Song of Solomon chapter 8 from verse 4. This guy was so serious with the lady. When he now told the lady, can I take you to my parents? She said, is it that serious? What do you mean? Is it that? We've been telling ourselves, you have already told your friends we are official. You have told everybody we are official. You are spending time every day talking, I love you. I love you, babe. I love you. Every day. You have done that for 3 months. Now he wants to take you to his parents. You're like, no, let's take a step back. Come on. Brothers and sisters, it ought not to be so. Are you with me? It ought not to be so. And sometimes, it's not even just a person doing the other person. It is two of them doing themselves. You now ask them, you are spending time every day. You go for dates together. You go to Wusetu. You go and buy ice cream together. You are sitting there looking at yourself. Pastor now catches you. Now say, what is going on between both of you? You say, we are just friends. Why are you lying now? You say, we are just friends. So if you are just friends, why the exclusivity? Why just me and you against the world? Can I give you a recommendation? If you discover that you and a girl, you just discover that, you know, sometimes, like I said last week, your heart can just be going where you don't know. You just meet you know, these things. Love is a strange thing, it's a mystery. You meet somebody and it's as if people just connect. Bah! You are talking. In 2 days, you feel like you've known for 2 years. You are talking every day, morning till night. He calls you, you call her. Then you will always meet somehow. This one we always meet like we are destined for each other. Everything you always, at some point, you need to tell yourself, see,
Slow down.
So that you don't find yourself in a situation where they say, what are you? You say, I don't know. Maybe we are pencils in the hands of the Creator. Praise the Lord. It happened to me and my wife years ago. My wife is not here. I'm sure when she's watching, she'll be laughing at me. I discovered that our closeness was becoming too much. One day I had to sit her down and I said, see, I think we need to stop together. The way I'm just all over you. And as the guy, you have to be the one to do it first. It's better. It shows leadership in some sense. Are you with me? I said, I think we need to actually call a spade and not a spoon. We are going too far. Let's take it easy. And we took it easy to the point where we literally went our separate ways for years. Yes, for years. We just... I had known Pastor Faith before I entered the university. And so, for years, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, almost 8 years, then when New Breed started, she came to the ministry, and the rest is history. Shout glory for me now. Let me show you why you should not waste your dating energies. So this is, let's assume, I'm going to open this Coke bottle. And each time I open it, it's a new relationship. Are you with me? So each time I open it, it's a new relationship. Do you think I should come off stage? Okay. So each time I open this bottle, it says, so now, this is your first relationship. You are excited. You are excited. So what's the best thing I will call you? Call me Honeycomb. Call me... Call me before anything else. Call me Caramel. You are very excited. Your first relationship. You are excited. You are excited. See all the excitement. See all the ginger. But then you were playing. You were not really serious. You are not really sure. So, that one has gone. The next one. You've met again. You are not really sure you want to get married though. But you have started shaking again. Oh. When I look into your eyes, I can see it's love, love. Love, 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 love. Love, 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 love. You shake again. Do you notice that the second puff is smaller than the first? The ginger is reducing. Your third relationship. You are still joking, no? You are not serious. You are not serious. You see, no form came out again. By the time you have done 5 times, By the time you have done 5 times, 6 times, 7 times, 8, 9, 10, you are not ready to marry. You are ready to settle down. Nothing. If he didn't day, he didn't day. So now, you have brought leftover to settle with for the remaining part of your life. Don't you think you are cheating yourself? Tell neighbor, be ready. Be sure you are ready for a relationship. Before entering into one. Glory! See, our time is running. Hey, God. And I'm still... This is just point number two. Point number three. Before point number three, tell your neighbor, in fact, draw your ear and tell your neighbor, in the name of Jesus, don't lead anybody on. Shout it. In the name of Jesus! Don't lead anybody on. Don't give green light when it's actually red. In the name of Jesus, Don't give green light when it's actually red. It's called deceit. You just see a lady, you are love bombing her, buying her gifts, buying her everything, doing like this, doing like that. The girl is now going, am I that special? Wow. God, what is happening? Then she now says, okay, you know what? I'm enjoying all this. I really appreciate everything you are doing, but where is this heading to? You know, actually, I just appreciate you as a sister in Christ. You know, there's the grace of God on your life, and I appreciate you for that. Then for the ladies, they do it too. They're enjoying the guy's company. Everything the guy is doing, and the guy thinks that the way the lady is reacting and responding to all that he's doing, maybe the road is getting clear. The guy now asks the lady out, and she says, "No, I've actually always seen you like a brother. You are just like a brother to me." Hey, hey, hey! It's not fair. It's just not fair. One guy was so heartbroken. He met me and said, "Pastor, ladies are in business. They are not in love." I said, "Don't talk like that." He said, "Pastor, if you see what I've seen." See, as a pastor, oh God. I've had so much experience that there is a way a guy is coming to talk to me. I know his woman. When he's walking like he has been defeated. Sir, I want to see you. Sir, I want to see you. There's a way I'm like, woman, hey, this matter. You people are no nice. You will not die. He's doing like you want to die. Shout the <devil. laughs> Laugh, but learn. Amen. You know what selfishness is? Selfishness is you know that you don't really have any conviction for this person, but the person looks so nice to refuse. So you want to get the best you can get, even though you will not eventually commit. Let me get the best I can get from this person and let the person go. That's selfishness. Number two, some codes of Christian dating. Be sure the person has interest in you before making an attempt. At least get enough evidence. All things being equal, assuming that we are not leading each other on, just try and be sure so that you avoid, as a brother, it's a painful place to be. When you cannot really tell when a woman likes you or when a girl, a godly sister who is your spec is interested in you. And now, in a church of 500, you have asked out 50. And all of them have been giving you no. A day now comes when they see you talking to another sister, they're like, "You don't go again. Don't worry." At a point, it almost becomes a stigma. The brother that keeps on asking sisters out in this church and nobody is telling him yes. It's a bad place to be. So as a guy, you need to know how to discern if... See, brothers, please, come to the front of the class. Don't move, but you get what I'm trying to say. Come to the front of the class. Let's talk man to man. So as a guy, how do you know that a lady likes you and is interested in you? Number one. I see how the ladies are looking at me. Please, Don't scatter our secrets. Don't tell them. But I should tell them, Abby. How do you know? Because now, it's also frustrating for the lady. When a lady knows, maybe God showed her, or she just discerns that you are the one that both of you should be with. You are the one that was meant for her, or God has planned that both of you should have something. But you are just not talking, or you are just not... You cannot even decode the sign. It can be frustrating. They are giving you all the code, but you cannot get. I'm running the race to meet Mary, the man. Heavenly race. She's trying to get you. Hey, hey. Don't worry, you are waving at me. The banner of the cross. The banner of... Number one, frequent communication. Brothers, are you in the class? Brothers, are you in this class? Number one, frequent communication. When a lady likes you, she will be talking to you every time. Now, that's not a complete signal to run with, because she can be a talkative and talking to everybody. So, don't just run with it that, she's talking to me every time. Oh, she got me a tie, so she likes me. My guy, calm down first. So, frequent communication is a good place to start. She will find a way to get both of you to talk. Number two, when a lady likes you, oh brother, brother Sivanus, when a lady is interested in you, number two, she acts differently around you. And this is important. The reason why this is important is because, see, I'm preaching like I'm preaching deep rhema. See, this is important because I know that some of you here hearing what I'm saying are like, Pastor, it's not all these things. You cannot give us the raw word. I think we talked about alignment before, Abby. Mm-hmm. It's because she can be a nice person to everybody. She can be a caring person to everybody. She can be a frequent talker to everybody. But if she's a person that doesn't like going out, and suddenly she wants to go out with you, that's a green light. Because now, she's going out of her way to tell you something. Are you with me? That's a green light. That, I can actually stress myself for you. And some brothers will still not get. Say she's coming for prayer meeting. We are going to pray. Hey. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Number three sign that a lady is interested in you. She begins to ask you questions. And this is where some guys make mistakes. Sometimes they think a lady is asking them questions because she's not sure of their authority or she's not sure of where they are going to. But they are actually calculating if they will fit in. So when she starts asking questions like, where do you work? It's not because she's EFCC. What do you do? What do your parents do? Are your parents together? She's trying to calculate something. She's just checking. She's checking you out. And some men, because of their male ego, nobody must question me. Then why are you asking me questions? Some guys now say, you are putting me under pressure. Are you with me? You are putting me under pressure. You are making me tense. She's not making you tense. She's trying to calculate if it will work. When she begins to ask you some serious questions, say, this Valentine, this one you are arranging it like this. Do you have a girlfriend? She's asking, space day. So you are arranging chocolate. Who is that special person you want to give this thing to? She's asking something. Then you are talking and she says, I read about one guy and a girl. Both AS, they married and had a child as SS and the child is just suffering. In fact, that reminds me, what's your genotype? Calculation is going on. Those strong questions she's asking you. What do you see yourself in 5 years? She's trying to calculate something. Number four, how do you know a lady likes you and is interested in you? Positioning. Say after me, positioning. Let me tell you something. If a woman does not want to get close to you, you will not see her. Oh, you will not see her. She will avoid you like a plague. In fact, the more you are trying to get close to her, the more you are making her angry. When she is not interested in you. When she's not interested in you, the most funny thing you say will not make her laugh. When she's interested, anything you are saying, you are so funny. Positioning. If a lady is interested in you, she will put herself in. There is a way she can position herself in. She will so make it work that you will think that you are the one that actually went after her. Whereas she shot the shot. She's the one that is working in you, both to will and to do of your own good pleasure. You will not you will think you decided to like her. No, she arranged herself at the spot where you will. Ah, Jesus. Don't worry. I will soon round off. I think I cannot finish, obviously. So I will just talk about how, when I'm done with men talk, I'll talk about the women and then we'll close. And then I'll continue this evening on YouTube around 8 p.m. Monday, I'll continue. Tuesday, Wednesday, we'll come for service. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Finally, this is not all of it, but how do you know a lady is interested in you? She will begin to introduce you to her inner circle. You're on the call. And she says, hey, mommy, my friend is saying hi. Andrew is greeting you. She begins to introduce you to her inner circle, her mentors, her pastors, her friends. Sometimes she will even go as far as introducing you to her colleague in the office, her boss in the office. When you see this, my brother, you are doing well. I thought you would shout glory. When she begins to introduce you, you are doing well. If the people that matter to her don't know you, then you don't matter. So for the women, how do you know that a guy likes you or a guy is interested in you? How do you know? I want to read this out. Please, ladies, don't draw your ear, but let your ear pay attention to this. The surest way to know that a guy likes you is if he unequivocally, clearly, without circumlocution, tells you, I like you and I am interested in you. It doesn't matter what he does. See, God forbid, even if you sleep with him, if he has not told you, he's not interested in you. It doesn't matter what he does, the signals he gives, or what you interpret as subtle or subtle communication. If he doesn't come out plainly and tells you he likes you and he's proving it consistently, are you with me? It's best to assume he doesn't like you. No, even if he buys you a car. If he has not come out and say, see, I'm interested in you, I like you, please, will you spend the rest of your life with me? Will you think about this? I like you. And he's making consistent effort again and again in that direction. If it doesn't happen, he does not like you. Just assume. It's best to assume he doesn't. Just keep your hands crossed. Because people's fingers have been burnt. Are you with me? Now, let me also say this for the guys. For the fact I said if she likes it, she will communicate with you frequently. It doesn't mean that she'll be calling you every time. Because most times, a lady does not want to come across as desperate. She will not always introduce the communication. But you will notice that if she's interested in you, when you initiate communication, she will respond. Do you get it? Were you blessed? I should continue. You're looking at me. Pastor, continue. There are so many things I want to say. But see the time. My God. 11:30, we ought to be out of here. Let me just chip in some other things. Is that fine? For the ladies, if he's love bombing you consistently and not around you for a long time, ask him, where is this leading? Where is this leading? Ask him in the most polite way. For the guys, I also want to say this. Please come correct. And some mistakes some guys make. You are too desperate to be liked. Nothing turns off a woman like desperation. When you are acting too desperate, you are acting like, Then some of you, you now make your mistake worse. From desperation, you bring it, you take it into insecurity. You become overprotective. So you've told the lady you like her. Now you are monitoring her like a monitoring spirit. If you see her talk to another guy, you say, I don't really like this guy you're talking to. She's not your wife yet now. You are overprotective. Anywhere she goes, you are monitoring her. And ladies, please, that's a red flag. You are guarding her. Before you know, you are quarreling with her. Why did you talk to that guy? That's a mistake. You are shooting your chances. Also, for the guys, please don't be overly obsessed about her beauty. I get it, she's beautiful. But every time you are beautiful, every time you are so fine. You are so See, beautiful ladies hear it all the time. And if that's all you have to offer, you are not good enough. And then, not speaking your mind, you have been building connection with her for a couple of weeks. Oh God, go to straight to the point. Talk. Other things, dress well. See, let me tell you something. There is nothing more attractive than a man who knows where he's going, building himself and going there. The way they are clapping, I thought all the ladies would clap at the same time. Oh yeah, stop. See, do you want to get that girl you really like? That special girl you like? Can I give you a secret? Ignore her. Start from there. Just build yourself. Build your career. Build your business. Build your focus. See, improve on yourself. Build your dress sense. Dress well. Every time you show up correct. Don't wear that crap and come to church. Look, every time they meet you, you can never be caught on fresh. And make it your lifestyle. Build yourself. There is a way your life will look like. A lady will be praying, God, give me this one. God, give me this one. Please, give me this one. Because already you are giving signs that you know where you are going to. Your future is bright. Am I talking? People should pay me. You see, with all these things I'm giving you like this, you should say, Pastor, take this seed. And then be accountable. The Bible says in Proverbs 11 verse 14, without where there is no counsel, the people fall. Don't start going after a girl or a guy is coming after you. You are beginning to get deep into things and you don't tell people. You don't tell people that have an oversight over you. You are setting up yourself for big trouble. In fact, if you are going to his house, tell somebody, I'm going to see him. After a while, they should call you. Are you still there? What are you doing? Oh yeah, pack your things. Start going back home. Be accountable. See what happened within Tamar and Amnon. She said, tell the king. He said, no. That's a red flag as a lady. When a man is coming after you or a guy coming after you and there is nobody that can talk sense into him, there is problem. And finally for today, I will leave all the other ones. Avoid physical contact as much as possible. Avoid physical contact. See, even hugging, be careful. As a brother, there is a way a girl will all hug you. You will just off. It's called sense. Your faculty of reasoning and senses has gone off. It shut down. Your moon button activated. Avoid it. Reduce it. Are you with me? Reduce it. Side hugs are okay. Just, especially when you know, there are some people that if they hug themselves, whether front or side, nothing will happen. There is no current flowing anywhere. No, they are not interested in anybody. There are some people, if they hug you like this, So you know yourself. Are you with me? You can advise yourself. Put yourself together so that you don't make a costly mistake. Praise the Lord. And now, I just want to say something. Our time is exhausted. See, if you have heard what I just taught and you feel like you've made some mistakes, please pay attention to this. Maybe you've made mistakes, you've fallen into sin, you've broken somebody's heart, you've led somebody on, or things have gone wrong. Two things. Number one, to help yourself and to help your future, apologize. You can, if it is a case where you actually know you hurt the person, go and meet the person and say, I am sorry for what I did. Now, the person may not listen to you. The person may ignore you. The person may ridicule you. But please, you have done it for the sake of your conscience. Are you with me? Also, look out for the good of that person that you hurt. Are you with me? Consistently look out for the good of that person. Number three, which is also very important. I know you made a mistake. I know you hurt somebody. I know you broke somebody's heart. I know things have gone wrong. Please, take it easy on yourself. Because there is a way in trying to correct a mistake, you can begin to handle yourself with a very difficult hand. The people around you begin to suffer for it. Let me give you an example. I was sharing this somewhere. Let's assume as a guy, you were going out with a lady, and because things happened, maybe you began to make out, you touched her, something. Now, you are now dating somebody else, and because you don't want to sin, she says, can we go and get ice cream together? No, I don't want to sin. Should we go to the cinema? No, I don't want to sin. Should we watch a movie together? No, I don't want to sin. Now, all the beautiful memories that she would have had in the relationship, you deprive her of it because you are trying to be. Are you getting what I'm saying? You are now becoming exceedingly fierce on her. She's suffering for what she did not commit. Please, are you following me? So you have to handle yourself with some balance and wisdom so that you don't destroy further relationships because of the mistakes of previous relationships. Were you blessed? Jump on your feet. Hallelujah. You're welcome. Father, we give you praise. Can you just talk to the Lord right now? Lord, we thank you. We didn't finish everything, but Lord, we thank you. We thank you for what we've learned today. Through this teaching, we most solid relationships and marriages are springing forth in our midst in the name of Jesus. Through this teaching, more solid marriages and relationships are springing up in our midst in the name of Jesus. Can you just pray? Talk to the Lord right now. Talk to the Lord.